Hey, Undisputed listeners, before we start the show, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com now. Let's start the show. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Deshaun Watson's quarterback coach, Quincy Avery, doesn't believe Watson has gotten the credit he deserves this season, despite being on track for career highs in yards and touchdowns on a struggling team. Avery said, quote, there's a bit of racial bias there, and then they've seen him do these super athletic plays and say, well, he's just successful because he can do X, Y, and Z. But his ability to process information and recall things in the middle of games are as good as it gets. So, Shannon, does he have a point here?
He does, but Skip, that's just the way it works in sports. If we look at it, we look at Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey is great because he works hard. Derrick Henry is great because he's big, he's talented. You look at Julio and Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen is smart. Look, he's technically sound. Julio's big because he's talented. He's super. Look at him. So that's the way it is. Skip, if you're a quarterback, you can't be good if you can't process information. And the faster you can process information, the better you are. That's why the great quarterback, that's what made Peyton, that's what made Tom Brady and the great quarterbacks great, because they can process information. Skip, not only must I know what the play is, we're running this play, what we think is the defense that they're going to give us. Okay, they don't give us the defense. Now I got to go, okay, we were expecting cover one, but they went to cover two, or they went to cover six. Now, instead of my first read, now I gotta realize, oh, he's not my first read in this defense. That's my first read. So all that has to take place instantly.
While four or five guys are trying to run you
trying
over.
Trying to peel your wig. You're exactly right, Skip. So that's just the way it is. He's super talented. And I think the thing is, Skip, because he makes so many of these heroic plays, we saw him against Buffalo. Not very many quarterbacks could have got out of that sack last year, Skip. Get out of the sack and not only keep the wherewithal to throw the ball and get the ball down the field, and they end up winning the game. So he's right. That's just the way it is. It's always kept, oh, man, Larry Bird, he's so skilled. He's so cerebral. Well, Magic is good because he's 6'9", he's talented. People didn't want to give, like Larry Bird wasn't talented. Larry Bird was talented. Just because he can't jump out of the gym, Skip, and he can't put the ball, you know, handle the ball like Isaiah, that doesn't mean he's not talented. We got to stop thinking because someone is white, they're not talented. They're just thinkers. They're just cerebral. We got to stop thinking that. And just because someone is black, they're not thinkers. They're not cerebral. They're just talented. No, that's not the way it works. But I agree with him. We don't give Deshaun, because, prime example, Mahomes. No, nobody say Mahomes is cerebral. Oh, that arm talent. He's unbelievable, the talent that he has. But you got to be able to process information and know where to go with the football just like that.
Patrick Mahomes is a speed reader. Yeah. Trust me.
And he's immensely talented.
Yes. Okay, so we got racial stereotypes we're dealing with.
Yes.
Here's my issue with Deshaun. I never considered him, and I hope nobody else ever really considered him, a running quarterback to start with.
No.
He's a passer.
Yeah.
Pocket passer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll buy time.
Right.
With his feet, mm-hmm. legs. If you give him open road, if you dare him, yeah, he'll take
yes.
off. He'll gash you. But in those two games against St. Nick's Alabama defense, shootouts, he was just throwing it from
right.
the pocket, man.
Right.
And he
there
was
no
deadly.
Zone read skip.
No, no. So I'm not sure where we're going with that. I'm not sure anybody ever dismissed him as a running quarterback and has underplayed what a great pocket passer he is. But if you look at these stats that are in this piece in USA Today, on just pure dropbacks, if you take out all the screens and any RPO run pass mm-hmm. options, it just on pure, this is third level stats, but his numbers are superior to Patrick Mahomes as a pocket passer this year. Mm-hmm. He's not having a good year. He's quietly having an all-time great year because right. he had to deal with, what, a half a year of Bill O'Brien still calling the plays.
Right.
And as his quarterback coach, his independent quarterback coach, Quincy Avery, points out, Bill O'Brien could get tentative as a play caller because he's the head coach trying to save his own skin, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, so that was never a great fit to me. And what had Bill already done to him, Bill O'Brien? He had shipped out his best receiver. So now, what do you got to work with? Well, you got Will Fuller the fifth.
Right.
And now
he's now suspended.
He's now suspended. And you had Kenny Stills, but they
released him.
Okay. They had added Randall Cobb, obviously.
But he's hurt now.
Yeah, and Brandon Cook's still there. Fells is the tight end. I don't know how he's doing it.
Right.
Okay. And their defense, I think Pro Football Focus ranks them 30th in defense, so you have to overcome that.
Right.
He's having a magnificent year.
He is.
Because he's really good.
Yeah.
You can make a case. I could make a case that he might even be a little better than Patrick Mahomes. You don't want to make that case, but I can.
No. Nah.
Because Patrick Mahomes has...
Harry Mason couldn't even make that case.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes has the two runaway, far and away best weapons in football, and Kelce and obviously Tyreek.
Yes.
And Deshaun is doing it with mirrors. And, yeah, he can process at the highest level. And to pull off what he's pulling off, if you look at those third-level stats as a dropback passer, mm-hmm. it's extraordinary what this young man is doing. Now, I'm back to my, you know, the case against Dak Prescott. I kept telling you even through the offseason, Deshaun finally got his money just after Mahomes got mm-hmm. his. Well, they're 1-2 to me.
Right.
However you want to do it. Well, I'll give you 1-2 Mahomes to Deshaun.
But here's the thing, Skip. Even though Deshaun got his money, Deshaun got great money. Don't get me wrong. But Deshaun got security because Deshaun was coming up on a fourth year and he has a fifth year option.
Okay, I got it.
Dak doesn't have that.
Okay, but listen, as much as I have loved and defended Dak
ain't better
he's
than that.
Not that guy.
No, no.
I've said that to you 100 times.
That's the better of the two fours.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
This is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
He is a cut above.
Yeah.
I've said Dak's right around the edge of the top 10. He
right.
might be 10th. He might be
9th. That's not how they pay you in the NFL. They pay you according to when you can't come up
yeah.
and what did the guy previously get.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works. Because
yeah.
we and I both know, I mean, we know Patrick Mahomes worth more than $45 million,
yeah.
Skip. I mean, the guy, but he's like, I'm going to take the Deshaun. Deshaun's like, I'm going to go ahead and take this long-term security, get this new money. I'm good. Y'all going to take care of me long-term financially? Hey, I'll cut you some slack on the back end.
Okay.
Good.
But so this writer in USA Today concludes, I don't think it's a stretch to say that Deshaun is already the second-best quarterback in the league and that the gap between him and that alien in Kansas City is almost negligible. Okay. All right. Here we go. 1-2, 2-1. Do not underestimate Deshaun Watson.
Yep. Yeah, they joined because what? They're in the same draft.
Yep.
You hate that it's like that, Skip, but when you play the same position and you're in the same draft and you're both, that's just the way it is. Elway and Marino and Kelly, all of them in the same draft. You look at Julio and A.J. Green, they're going to be connected. Certain people will be connected because of where they were drafted and the position that they play. So he and Mahomes.
Okay. Now, back to what you said about the white guys who play receiver and running back in this league, and you have to sort of, to me, I think white media people have to explain it away in their own heads. How are they doing this? Because both those positions are historically dominated by black stars,
yes.
right, on both sides,
yes.
running back and receiver.
Right. Especially Skip over the last sister in the modern era. Because I can only think, well, how many white wide receivers are in the Hall of Fame in the modern era? We got Steve Largent.
Okay.
I mean, so all
how
the other guys.
Here we go. Lance Allworth.
Allworth, and you got Raymond Barry.
Yeah.
But Skip, you're going back.
Okay.
That was
so
pre-merger.
I thought before the show today a little bit about, okay, who are the white guys at? If we go to wide receiver, not slot receiver,
right.
well, Adam Thielen, he's talented.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is talented.
Yes.
Is he crafty? Is he? Well,
right.
I don't know. He's just pretty
good. He's faster than people think because he stayed behind people catching bombs.
Okay. So in receiving yards, he ranks 25th in the league. And so he's credible, but he's not a superstar, right?
right?
And then We look down the list. You just brought up Scotty Miller. He's now out of the rotation as a slot receiver in Tampa. And Edelman's out of the game right now because he's hurt. But he was just a slot receiver. But he's a really good one. I think Cooper Kupp is really very talented. And he is Goff's go-to. You know, he's his security blanket. Cole Beasley's having a really good year, but he's a slot receiver. He used to be with my
Cowboys. Skipping running backs is even farther between. I mean, you got to go back to John Riggins.
By the way, I looked at the running back yards right now. And now Christian's obviously hurt, so he's out of the way right now. But I look down the list to the first white rusher, and he's not a running back. It's Daniel Jones. He's ranked 33rd in rushing. And then going down the list, you still don't find a white running back until you get to Josh Allen, who's a quarterback, and he's ranked 50th in rushing. Okay, so there's in the top 50 without McCaffrey, there's not even a white running back.
So because, I guess you're saying because those positions are predominantly dominated by black players, it's like, they're not talented. I mean, look, we've never seen a guy look like Julio. We've never seen a right running back look like Derrick Henry. So how they do? So they got to be crafted. They got to be using them.
You have to come up with some excuse or you know, some logical reason. Well, they must work harder. No, they don't. They don't work harder.
Talented. I mean, to get to this level, Skip, I don't care. You can't be that smart to get to this level. You got to be talented to play the NFL football. There's only 1,500 guys that do that.
Good point. I agree. But Deshaun, congrats, man.
Yeah, bro. He doing it.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. It's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called the People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness. Or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place. Whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Tomorrow, it's the fight event of the fall as undefeated Errol Spence Jr. takes on Danny Garcia for the World Welterweight Championship. Available on pay-per-view or by the fight on foxsports.com/PPV and watch on any screen you want. Now, the Lakers have secured their superstars. This week, LeBron signed a 2-year extension and Anthony Davis got a 5-year deal. With the exception of one title, all other Laker championships have come in groups with no more than 2 years apart at a time. LeBron and AD got their first one together a couple months ago, and now we are joined by Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard. Chris, will this become another Lakers dynasty?
Wow. Well, let me define what I would call a dynasty. If they three-peat, which means they win the next two, or if they win 3 out of 4, so they win 2 of the next 3. And while I think they'll win the championship this year, I'm going to stop short of a dynasty. So I'll say no. They get this title, but no dynasty. Look, LeBron James has defied Father Time better than any player in NBA history. But at some point, Father Time's going to grab him by the neck and things are going to be different. Now, I'm not saying he'll become mediocre. I'm not even saying he'll become just all-star caliber. But he won't be the best player in the world. He won't be a top three player. And while as great as Anthony Davis is, I'm not yet convinced that he can carry a team to championships without LeBron being either the best player in the world or a top three or top five player. Here's the other thing. As great as LeBron is, it has been difficult for him to win championships. His first championship, they're down 3-2 going to Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. He has a heroic performance, and they win that series. But the second championship, Ray Allen's miracle shot saves them against San Antonio. The third championship, they're down 3-1 to Golden State and have the heroic comeback. And then the fourth championship is in a global pandemic. I know some people, including Skip, have said it's easy, but LeBron himself has talked about how difficult that was. So LeBron's got four rings in 17 years. It's hard for me to believe that all of a sudden, at the end of his career, as his skills lessen or he lessens as a player, that he's going to all of a sudden win 3 in 4 years or three straight. So, I think they win it this year, but no dynasty.
I'm going to go. I'm going to say, well, so are you saying Golden State a dynasty? Because they won 3 in 5 years. Would you consider that a dynasty?
I would consider that a dynasty. So you're saying maybe if they win, what, three in five years?
Yeah, three. If they can get another
but
two.
I think LeBron,
if they can get two
again,
in the next.
I'm going to say age will get to him. So I would give you that, Shannon. I would give you that. 3 and 5, I would give you that. But yeah. I don't think they'll get that.
Two in the next 4 years. I see a dynasty. It reminds me of that 80 TV show, Skip. You remember it. John Forsythe, Linda Evans with the Carringtons, Blake and Christy Carrington, and Joan Collins, I think her name was Alexis. Even Heather Locklear was in there. Sammy Joe, that was her name. That's what we about to have here, a blockbuster on our hand.
You looked that up.
You watch. I used to watch that because I was home on Friday night. I watched that in Who Shot JR to Dallas. But Skip, you know what? Health is going to play a major role in this, Chris, because Michael Jordan, on his last three-peat, he was 35. LeBron James, starting what we believe is the start towards the dynasty, he's about to be 36. So this is unprecedented. Right. If you mentioned Shaq and Kobe to start with, Kobe was 22. Shaq was, what, 24? I mean, 26? So we got guys in their prime. You look at the Celtics, Larry and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish. They're in their mid-20s. When you get Kareem and Magic, Magic was 20 at the start of this. Even Kareem was only 32. So we've never seen anything like this where somebody's about to start a dynasty. Even Tom Brady and the Patriots. Tom Brady was 23 years of age in the prime of that dynasty, Skip. So this is unprecedented. And you got to get a little lucky. Because if you remember Golden State's dynasty started, Kyrie and Kevin Love was injured. Also, Toronto, they caught a break because KD got hurt before the series, got really hurt in the series, and Klay got hurt. So you got to get a little lucky. You look at Isaiah, he sprained that ankle against the Lakers. So, Skip, if we can, and Chris, if we can afford the injury bug, I say for 2 years.
Three? So you got a three-peat. You got a three-peat.
Yeah, because you think we done? You know Rob Pelinka ain't done. We got some more moves that y'all don't even know about.
You ain't done this year. All right, I want to hear Skip, but I got something else to say.
I am loving this gloating coming across the table at me because the higher the expectations, the longer and harder the fall. I will give you this. You still have two of the top five players in the league, and when you have that, you have a chance to win next year's championship.
Yeah.
We'll see how LeBron ages or doesn't age this coming year as he turns 36.
Yeah.
Now for the truth. You got lucky last year. You got every break known to man in basketball. It broke perfectly for you because it was a pandemic championship. Right on schedule, just as the Clippers were taking off, but they needed more reps, as in repetitions. You needed rest, R-E-S-T, and you got it right on schedule. LeBron got to rest up and revitalize with about almost 5 months off before he went to the bubble. You got to pop the bubbly in a bubble in which the Clippers did not want to be. So to me, with all the luck you got with injuries along the trail happening to everybody but you, you proved very little to me. What did you really prove last year? It was a bubble championship. It was a COVID championship. It has an asterisk.
No, it don't.
LeBron seized the day and the opportunity in the bubble, and he was the best bubble leader by far. He led his team because he smelled blood in the bubble. He knew that they had a chance to just slip right through and snatch a championship that nobody else could figure out how to win in the bubble.
I'm just trying to figure, well, help me understand this, Chris. How can the most mentally weak superstar that we've ever seen, how could he summon up the mental fortitude in a confined area like that when everybody else is succumbing to the pressure? All those strong, mentally tough guys, how can LeBron, mentally weak, do what they couldn't do that's mentally strong?
He has been mentally weak under pressure in clutch situations. This was another longevity achievement for LeBron because how long were they there? 3 months?
But think about it.
I got to keep my team together for 3 months and I can steal another championship.
Chris, what would have been said had LeBron, Skip Bayless told me it was perfect. This is a perfect situation. No KD. Giannis got knocked out. If LeBron James...
Where were Steph and Clay?
Yes. So now, if he doesn't win it now, Chris, when will he ever win? This is a perfect situation.
Thank you.
He did it.
Bingo.
But now you say they're weak.
I was lucky. Go, Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
I am not co-signing. I have no problem with the pandemic championship. I think it was a great accomplishment. So I'm going to give LeBron. This is where I say to you, Shannon, though, as far as the dynasty.
Yes.
I mean, look at how dudes are linking up. Where's Giannis going? I mean, maybe he'll stay in Milwaukee. There's a good chance of that. But what if he goes to Miami?
What if he goes to L.A.?
I agree.
I can't see
that. Well, you don't want to see that.
What would he have to take, like $22 million or something like that? $25
million? You want a title or not?
What about Golden State? If Giannis could go to Golden State, the Clippers are not done. Even if they don't win it this year, Kawhi's still relatively young. They're not going anywhere.
Them Buccaneers ain't young.
I mean, they already won James Harden. If they don't win it this year, who knows who Kyrie and KD going to be going after?
Guess who we going to get?
Look, you're going to see these other guys linking up because now everybody is playing from the LeBron James playbook. And they're looking around for what super team they can create. And so that's another reason I don't see these Lakers becoming a dynasty with LeBron at his advanced age.
You can look around, but just because you got two of great things don't mean they're going to mesh together. I like gravy. I like ice cream. I just don't like them together. And you see what LeBron James and AD did is that they fit. See, everybody just see you looking at it. Well, that guy, he's great. And this guy's great. They're going to get together. No. You see what happened with James Harden and Russ? Two great players, how that work out for them. But we're not done. We got our eye on a guy up in D.C. that probably ain't going to be happy. Yeah. Don't shake your head, Chris Broussard. Don't shake your head.
You want Russell Westbrook?
No.
You can have
it. No. We want that marksman on Bradley Beal. We get old Bradley Beal then what, Chris? Who gonna take us down then?
Now then you're talking.
Can somebody within this discussion make one objective point? Does anybody remember? Does anybody really care that LeBron and company got to play out of the East, the fifth seed in the NBA Finals, and that fifth seed in Game One lost its leading playoff scorer in Dragic? And it's heart and soul, Bam, to injuries that kept Dragic out the rest of the finals and hampered Bam the rest of the finals. When he tried to come back two games later, he was a shell of himself.
Yep,
and you're taking credit? You're talking dynasty?
they were still going to lose. If they'd have had Cam, Bam, it didn't matter. Yeah. Ham, y'all losing. Yeah. You, Skip, you know good well that he wasn't going to beat the Lakers.
They
stop
rolled.
Saying that.
Off the coaching staff.
Yeah. Mm. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It's not their fault Giannis couldn't hold up his end of the bargain.
It's not our fault.
Boston couldn't hold up their end of the bargain.
Hey, Chris, it is even less our fault that Clippers couldn't hold up their end of the bargain. Mm. That old mentally tough team.
Right.
Yep.
And Pandemic P out That's there blaming right. Doc Rivers. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You should be out on the Clippers because Paul George blamed Doc Rivers for their downfall. You should be ashamed to support a team like that.
I'm not, because I got Kawhi, and you don't.
And, oh, hold on. The Kawhi Leonard has scored 2 points in the fourth quarter?
This is Kawhi Town.
You up. They took those billboards down. They ain't no billboards ain't up no more. I can assure you that.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see those commercials either.
Oh, he took a shot. Oh, look
see
at
that. Little keychain with that little crown on it?
What did Doug say? We saw that every day. Mm-hmm. Going to the all them billboards. Mm-hmm. How y'all take out billboards in El Segundo? Y'all playing plow.
Method to it.
Yeah, I know a method.
Yeah.
No mercy.
Baker Mayfield and the Browns find themselves as 6-point road underdogs against the Titans, according to Fox Bet Sportsbook. Baker has protected the ball pretty well, throwing only 7 interceptions on the year to his 17 touchdowns. He's also won 2 more games this season than any previous year, but he's on pace to pass for less than 200 yards a game, the fewest of his 3-year career. So, Shannon, give Baker a letter grade for the season so far.
Skip, I'm going to give him a C. They're winning football games. They're in the playoffs right now, but he isn't the reason why. He's a game manager. That's what they ask him to do, Skip. And if you look at what he's done, and he's like, well, he hadn't thrown any picks over the last 4 games. Yeah, but he's only thrown 2 touchdowns. And what coincides with that? The return of Nick Chubb. If you look at it, Skip, in the 7 games with Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield has only thrown 2 interceptions. In the 4 games without, he's thrown 5. So it goes to show you when they can run the football, play action, boom, they're fine. But all of a sudden, Nick Chubb is not there. They're not able to run the football and says, okay, Baker, we need you to win it. He's spreading the ball all over the field. So I'm going to give him a C because I think, you know, that's what he deserves. Baker, C-Skip, they can win a game without Baker. They can't win consistently, and they can't go very far without Chubb and Kareem Hunt. I don't know if people don't know this, Skip, but did you know Cleveland is the number 1 rushing team in football?
I do.
Not Tennessee Titans. People think it's the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. No, it's Cleveland.
Okay.
So when you have that, and they don't ask him to do a whole lot, Baker just don't put the ball in harm's way. Mm. As long as he don't put the ball in harm's way, they got potential to call. Now, do I think they can beat Kansas City? No. I'm not so sure. We'll find out a lot about them because they got Pittsburgh again at home. So for me, Skip, I'm going to give him a C. I think that's what he deserves.
I'll go you one better on things people probably are not aware of. Would you believe your favorite website, Pro Football Focus, ranks the Cleveland offensive line number 1 in the National Football League? So you got the best rushing attack and the number 1 offensive line. Obviously, you're in a pretty good spot.
You sitting in the catbird seat right? For real as a quarterback.
Okay. Yet, same website, Pro Football Focus, over the last 5 games, ranks Baker's performance 5th best in the league over the last 5 games. Coincidentally or not, guess who hasn't been there for those 5 games? Odell Beckham Jr. Okay? I still think Odell was gumming up those works. Obviously, sensational, rare talent, Odell, but they had too much of a good thing. They had 2 guys who love each other in Jarvis and Odell, but they both need to get fed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't clicking because Baker wasn't sure. It's almost what Brady's trying to go through now. You got too much of a good thing. Do I go here? Do I go here? And now that they've gotten that they've added depth at tight end, do I go there? Austin Hooper, that kid they drafted, is pretty good.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're looking around. Do you flip it to Kareem Hunt coming out of the backfield? You got weapons.
Right.
And they had maybe 1 too many star receiver weapon. And all of a sudden, it clarified and it sort of crystallized for Baker. He's been better over the last 5 games. So for the year, I'm going to give him a B. I'm going to say he's been, I'm going to use an adjective rarely associated with Baker Mayfield. He's been solid. And if you want to go to game manager, you can. He's 17 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. it's not shockingly bad and not shockingly good.
Skip, last week was the first time that Baker had thrown a touchdown in a month.
Okay.
And that was against Jay. He threw two touchdowns. His first two touchdowns in four games.
Okay. He has led the week in QBR twice, but the opponent both times was Cincinnati.
Yes.
So he had a 97 against Cincinnati. That was the best that weekend in the right. NFL. And he had a 98 against Cincinnati. That one was at home, and that was that led the whole week in QBR.
I guess he still think he was on the sideline over there.
Okay, well, maybe. I don't know. So are they beating up on the bad teams? You know, are they taking advantage? Yeah. He had a very good game against Jacksonville, and Jarvis Landry the Pro Football Focus again rated his game. They gave him the highest grade any receiver has had in any game this year, albeit against the Jaguars.
And guess what? Nick Chubb ran wild again.
Okay, he did. That's how they're doing it.
But they have beat Indy now. Okay. They did beat Indy.
That was their one signature win of the whole year to get to 8-3. I'm with you. Can you do it against an unbeaten Pittsburgh? Can you stop their 16-0?
Can you do it? We're going to find out what you can do against Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Because Tennessee.
This is
Corey
really
Davis
tough.
And A.J. Brown can run after the catch. You got Jonnu Smith, Skip, and then they got that Big Mac truck that's coming downhill.
Yep.
Now, they're going to run the foot. Skip, it ain't no secret about Tennessee. I wonder what Tennessee going to do. You think they're going to – they don't care if you put eight. They don't care if you put nine. Mm. Derrick Henry is getting 25 touches.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
So is it possible this game's over in 2.5 hours? Because both teams are just going to try to run it down the other team's throat.
Yeah, both teams going to try to run the football.
Okay. But remember, Cleveland's defense is not Tennessee's defense because it's ranked 21st in points allowed. They get Myles Garrett back, but still, they've been below average.
Tennessee defense hasn't been that good either, though, Skip.
Yep. Mm.
So we're going to find out. There's the two top rushing teams in football, 1-2. Something's got to give, Skip.
Mm. I do not love Cleveland's chances in this game.
I know. Do you trust Ryan Tannehill or do you trust Baker Mayfield more? I trust Ryan Tannehill.
Do you really? I'm not sure about that.
Skip, if you think about, Skip, when you stick that ball in Derrick Henry's belly and pull it out, the linebacker's at the line of scrimmage. The safeties are halfway down there. Because you better not let that guy get a running start.
Yeah, and he does have A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown has been beasted.
Yeah, and it's still got Corey Davis. You forget about Corey Davis.
No, I don't. So I'm going to get my last pet peeve out of the way one more time. My biggest disappointment in Baker Mayfield is the commercials.
He fried a turkey now.
It's every other commercial is a Progressive or a Nissan Heisman House commercial in which Baker seems to have taken over of all those Heisman winners, all those decorated NFL superstars. Baker is the star of those commercials because he's the it kid.
I like Kyler's one the better when he
Tebow.
Yeah, well, he already know what Tebow's thinking.
It's funny. It's well done. But Baker's in every other one.
No Progressive man.
And he's good at it. He's convincing. I like him frying up the whatever it is.
But that's Skip. But at some point in time, Skip, what? Let me go play football.
You know what? You're painting a bigger and bigger target on your back, so his degree of difficulty has been high.
He got more commercials than Brady. He got more commercials than my homeboy, Deshaun.
Way more. He's leading the league, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you got to back it up on the field, so good luck with that. But if I were advising this still young man, I would have said no to these commercials.
Because don't they have two games on Monday? It's the first time they got two games on Monday?
I believe so.
Because I was looking at it, man, we got a game. Thinking that we got a game last night.
Mm.
And then I was like, oh, man, it was the Ravens supposed to play the Cowboys. They just played yesterday.
Yeah.
But y'all catching the L, so it don't
matter
when y'all
play. Are they still in business? I don't know. I think
y'all catching the L. You catching the L. Whenever you play, you catching an L. You want to put some dew on it?
No. I'm out. I'm done.
What you mean you done?
I'm done.
That's your
Although
team.
We are just a game out of first, but that's a whole nother issue.
Okay, well, go ahead and put the dew.
Nope. Next.
Do you see that little smile, though? He wants to.
I know.
He wants to. I saw that little smile.
Over the weekend, he's going to sleep on it. He'll sleep on it. He'll come back and give me one on Monday.
Just a little. And on the Baker, you got to admit, he's good, man. Like, he's funny, but taking the focus away from football, as you guys said. So, kind of have to pick one or the other.
Mercy.
Tonight, the fourth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on in-state rival Marquette at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, only on FS1 and the Fox Sports app. Now, despite winning his second MVP in a row, Giannis said that he doesn't believe he's the best player in the world. Giannis said LeBron is still number one on that list, no matter who the MVP is. So, Shannon, Are you surprised Giannis said this?
No. All he did was state what everybody already knew. He just stating the obvious. I mean,
well, one person.
No. Don't do that, Skip. And it's true. I mean, he's the best player. And the MVP doesn't necessarily go to the best player. The majority of the time, it goes to the team that has the best record, the best player on that team. Mm. That's normally how it goes. Giannis had the best record last 2 years. He's the best player on the team. It went to him. It happened with Steph Curry. Yeah. So I get it. But everybody knows that LeBron is the best player in the NBA. And hopefully no one has a problem with this. Because if you got a problem with this, I'm going to need you to have a problem with what Magic Johnson and Larry Bird said about Michael Jordan. Because if I'm not mistaken, 84, 85, 86, he was the last guy. Larry Bird was the last guy to win three consecutive MVPs. When he hushed, when he said, what did he say about Michael Jordan, Skip? What was his famous quote after he dropped 63? Mm. What did he call him? He said that was God masquerading as Michael Jordan.
Disguised
to Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. That's what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Magic said after...
Larry Bird said that.
Said that about Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Magic Johnson said, Jordan is the best. After he had won titles, after he had several MVPs. So these guys are MVPs, had won titles, saying Michael Jordan is the best.
Yeah, they were being genuine.
Whoa.
They were just speaking their heart.
So what, Giannis can't speak his heart, huh?
Mm.
So everybody else lied.
Mm.
So when they say LeBron is the best player, they lied.
Mm.
People said Michael Jordan was the best, although he hadn't won no titles. They explained him, Larry Bird swept him. Every time he saw Larry, he was scared to see Larry. Wouldn't even shake Larry. He said, Larry, go the other way. Skip, you know how you don't want to see somebody? You're in the grocery store.
Yeah.
You see him, but you pretend you look like you... You looking what's up, Bev? Mm-hmm. You already got that in your buggy, but you don't want them to see you.
I've been there and done
that. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's how Jordan was with Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even want to see the man.
Mm.
But he had to see him in the All-Star game because he knew if he saw him in the playoffs, tear that tail up. But anyway, Skip Bayless, Giannis was 100% correct. You know it. The man spoke the truth. Speak the truth. It's okay to speak the truth.
I see these quotes completely upside down from what you see.
Of course you do.
This man... is campaigning to be a Laker. And if he becomes a Laker, by hook or crook, if they can fit him in under their cap somehow, if he takes far less to come here a year from now, your dynasty is intact. You got your shot. Because that would be virtually unbeatable. Even with LeBron going on 37, 38 years of age, it would still be very hard to overcome him as the third wheel here. And the point of these quotes is, he is kissing up to LeBron. He is bowing down to LeBron. And he is saying between the lines, LeBron, will you let me come to L.A.? I want to carry your sneakers onto the floor.
What did he say? He said LeBron to him is like Jordan to a lot of other people.
He did say that. But he also made a bunch of statements to the Greek media. And one of them was, if LeBron or KD or AD ever came to Milwaukee to play with me, he said, I would be great with that because I'm not interested if I am the top, second, or third name. He is not. That sums up Giannis. This is my issue with him. He keeps winning MVPs and PER awards, player efficiency rating awards, and he's not that dude.
He that dude.
He's not that guy. You know it, and I know it.
Skip, we've gotten spoiled. And I fought Magic. Because Magic started winning titles as soon as he got into the league. Larry Bird was shortly after that. And we automatically think that you're a superstar, you should win titles. I mean, Skip, what happened to struggle? Mm. Whatever happened to overcome adversity?
Mm.
Like Jordan had to overcome adversity instead of getting swept every time he got into the playoffs.
Whatever happened to MVP pride? This is not humility that Giannis is showing. It's insecurity that pops up and bubbles over every big playoff game he plays. He shrinks. Am I right?
Well, he hadn't played well.
Okay.
I give you that.
And again, he's got an Achilles feel on the court instead of heel, and that is I can't shoot a mid-range. So you wall me off, I'm stuck. I'm out of bullets here because if I can't just get to the rim and dunk it on you, I can't beat you in the playoffs, right?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. What self-respecting superstar, after running away with the MVP race, getting 85 first-place votes to only 16 for LeBron James, would ever say, oh, come on, he's the best player?
Yeah.
You just wouldn't do it. You'd pay your respect. You'd pay your regards publicly. He was my idol, and I'm so I'm honored to be in this position that I actually got more votes than he got. There's a way to do that. while maintaining your pride and dignity as a superstar, but he doesn't have any.
You got it. But everybody know the GOAT. I mean, just like Steve Nash got that award. Shaq should have won the MVP that year. You know that.
I'll buy that. No, I said that
Shaq was the best player. Yeah.
Okay. But the point is, this guy ran away with it. That was a close race that year. He ran away with it. And usually you'd accept it and say, you know what? I got him this time. Maybe he'll get me next year. But right now, I'm the reigning MVP. And he doesn't want to talk like that because he knows he's not that guy.
What's your heart? What's in your heart?
He is a complimentary star at best. That's who he is. And right now, he's flying solo, and he can't fly solo. Yeah,
that man, he's a two-time reigning MVP.
Okay, I got it. And does he talk like it? Does he live up to it?
That doesn't diminish that he won the award. He just knows he's not the best player. He just knows he can't do all the things that LeBron does. That's okay. No shame in that. Just like it wasn't any shame when you had no problem when Magic and Larry spoke that about Jordan. Mm. You didn't say, oh, that's not true. They don't believe that. You say they spoke the truth. That's true. Yeah.
Think of this. This guy says to the Greek media after he runs away with MVP, the day that I would be the best player in the world, I will step forward and say that. At the moment, the best is LeBron James.
You can't say that.
That's all I need to know.
The truth.
Well, you've just shown me who you are and who you are not.
Hold on, Skip. What actor you think gonna get up there and say, yeah, I'm better than Denzel? Even though they win the Oscar, you think somebody gonna say, well, yeah, I'm better than Denzel? Everybody know Denzel the dog.
Okay, but Oscar is one thing. MVP is quite another. It's saying you are the best player, you had the best year, and it's not his first. It's his second. And he can't even...
No.
He's not going to embrace it. He's not going to own it.
It's just like the Oscar said, you might have had the better performance in that movie. That doesn't make you better than me.
I know, but we see a lot of one-shot Oscars where somebody just has the performance because it's the role of a lifetime, and nobody thinks that guy's better than Denzel.
Hold on. So you think Daniel Day-Lewis is better than Brando?
I don't know. He's in the same...
I think
that's very debatable.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You love Brando.
I know, but Daniel Day-Lewis had huge performances in Last of the Mohicans. Name another. You're talking about My Left Foot?
There Will Be Blood.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Well, he got three.
So, yes,
he's the only man that got three.
He's in the conversation with Marlon Brando. Okay.
Well, see, I like this. I'm biased, I guess. I look, Tom Hanks ain't taking a back seat to nobody.
No.
Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jack Nicholson. Okay, he ain't taking a back seat.
Okay, so what's your point?
My point is, it's okay for you to win an award, but to realize that right now, somebody is still at the top of their craft.
So you're telling me that it was bogus that you won the award. You're telling the 85 people who gave you a first place vote, you got this one wrong.
Well, hell, KD, he told y'all didn't know what the hell they were talking about when they voted for him.
No. Well, he got voted MVP, and the next year at a big media session at the All-Star game, he says, you guys don't know anything about basketball. Exactly. Wait a second. You guys...
Exactly. See? Okay. So KD said it. So
But he still thought he was the best player.
No, but he wasn't.
Yeah, and he knows he's still the best player on the planet.
And he wasn't. And guess what we're going to do this year?
Mm.
Prove it.
Mm. Good luck.
We're going to prove it. Your day coming, though.
Mm.
Your day coming.
Your day has come, and it is gone.
Repeat.
Yeah.
Back to back, Jack.
Good luck. No mercy.